The topic I want to talk about tonight is something which actually is more common than I realized last night. If you walk into a shul, you walk into a tzibur that's in the middle of slichos reciting Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim, what is your obligation to respond, to be a part of that responsive recital of Yud Gimel Midos, which happens so many times during slichos, and that can come up any morning. If you come to daven at 8 o'clock and you put on your talis and tefillin while they're completing the 7:40 slichos, so you may find yourself in such a situation. So Rav Moshe Feinstein dealt with this in a tshuva written, Zayin Menachem Av, Tavshin Lamed, so the summer of 1970, and it's written to Rav Ephraim Greenblatt. So just a little historical background, not too far back in history. Rav Ephraim Greenblatt was the predominant halakhic authority, together with a relative of his, Rav Nutta Greenblatt. Rav Nutta just passed away this past year. You probably heard about it. It was mentioned in quite a few of the Jewish media outlets. Both of them towering forces of Torah and Halacha in the South. Rav Greenblatt was a Rav in Memphis, Tennessee for many, many years after he was a Talmud of Rav Moshe Feinstein here in New York. I had the schus to correspond with him. He himself, a prolific author of Tshuvos by the name of Riverboat Ephraim, and dozens, if not 100, 200, I'm not sure how many tshuvas in Igros Moshe are addressed to Rav Ephraim Greenblatt. So Rav Greenblatt asked this question to him. Does a person have an obligation to answer the Yud Gimel Midos when he walks in? So, fascinating. Rav Moshe's first response is, Lor isi bani yusi davar bezeh. He says, humbly, I've never seen anyone write about the Shiloh. So if Rav Moshe Feinstein said he never saw anyone write about the Shiloh, you can assume that there probably isn't too much literature about it. And he analyzes it from the following perspective. He says, where else do we have a precedent that might be similar to this question? So he says, there's two areas of halacha in Shulchan Aruch. One is Kriyashma. We are told in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Samachay that if you walk into a shul and everyone else is saying Kriyashma, then you should also recite the first pasuk, at least, if not the entire three paragraphs, if you're able to, together with the tzibur. The other example where we find this is answering to Kaddish or Kedusha or Baruch Hu. If you walk into the shul and that's what they're up to, you are supposed to respond. So Moshe says, let's look at those two paradigms and see if they are a model for Yud Gimel Midos. So he says, what's the reason why you respond to Kriyat Shema? You also recite Kriyat Shema along with the Tzibur. So he says, the reason is because of Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim. Everyone is accepting the yoke of heaven. That's a pretty big deal. That's the yisod of all of our Yiddishkeit. And it would be inappropriate if you broke from the group, more than just inappropriate, but it would look as if you are intentionally separating yourself from that Kabbalah, Chas V'Shalom, as if to suggest that you don't include yourself in that Kabbalah Samach Shemaim. Similar thing we also find by Modim, I should add. If the Tzibur is up to Modim, even if you're in your quiet Shemana, so you're supposed to bow, acknowledging that you are part of the Tzibur in that regard, Aleinu as well. But the underlying principle, Ramosha says, that's driving that halacha is not to be excluded or not to be perceived as if you are excluding yourself from Kabbalah Samach Shemaim. What about Kaddish, Kedush, and Baruch Hu? So there's a different factor. Obviously, one should be included with the Tzibur doing that, but there's another concern, and that is, as we discussed earlier in the week, V'nekdashti b'sof b'nei Yisrael. The Pasuk says, I shall be sanctified amongst Klal Yisrael, and that is accomplished with the responsive tefillos of Kaddish and Kedusha, where we, Kadosh, 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 that is V'nekdashti b'sof b'nei Yisrael. So you need a minimum of 10 people in order to have the quorum, to have the minyan that will allow one to have that davar shebekdusha said in the shul. But once you have a core of 10 people, then the more the merrier. You're expanding the Kiddush Hashem if there's more people responding accordingly. So Kriyashma has one reason. Kedusha has an additional layer. And then Moshe says, but neither of those apply to the Yud Gimel Midos. Yud Gimel Midos that's not about Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. It's not about Kedusha. It's a davar shebekdusha, but there's no, as he puts it, it's not focused on, I just want to read you his lashon. He says, it's bakashas rachman. We're desperately pleading, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have mercy on us. Unlike Kedusha, which is about shevach and being mispar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu glorified through those words, that's not what you accomplish through the Yud Gimel Midos. So he says, you don't really have either of the factors. Oh, he said, it's about l'kadosh b'zeh Hashem shemayim l'saper shvachav, to sing Hashem's praises. You don't have that in the Yud Gimel Midos. So he says it would make sense, it would follow, al pi halacha, one does not have any obligation to answer to the tzibur when they are up to the Yud Gimel Midos and you walk into the room. Nonetheless, he says, if you look around, it seems that that's what everybody's doing. So here you have an example of if everyone jumps off of the Empire State Building, you should also answer Yud Gimel Midos. And he says, I can't explain it, but Mistama Yishla Makor Al Zeh. There must be some source. There must be some basis for that practice, even though I can't establish a halachic reason why you should be required to respond. And then he goes and suggests one on his own. He says, Tam Yesh Lazeh, Duhu Lehetiv Latzibra Mispalm Shaf Shesh Lehemasar Omrim, Minkomakum Kesheish Yoser, Am Haomrim, Yogim Amidos, Mis Orma Rachim Shemis Barach, Latzibra Mispalm Yoser. He says, it could be. Even though they had their quorum, they had their 10, and that allows them to ask for Rachim with the Yogim Amidos, there also it arouses even more mercy if more people are responding. So therefore, the right thing to do is help everybody out by participating as well, because it only makes the efficacy of the rest of the tzibur's tefillos stronger. And it says, moreover, if that's correct, if that is in fact the basis for the minhag, if you happen to be sitting in the back of the shul and you're looking at the parsha, you're learning some mishnayos, whatever you happen to be doing, then you should stop what you're doing and you should respond and do everyone the favor and participate in that bakashas rachamim. But if you happen to be giving a shir, if it's Talmud Torah Derabim, and you're in the next room, there's a shir going on in the Beis Medrash, and you overhear, Vayavar Hashem Alpana Vayikra, you should not interrupt a public shir, which has much more gravity, much more weight to that Talmud Torah, in order to do so. But another permutation of this would be if you are finishing your Shemona Esrei. In the middle of Shemona Esrei, you should not respond Yud Gimel Midos. But if you are in Elokai Netzor, the final paragraph, where technically you have completed your Shemona Esrei, and the poskim say that you should respond to, again, the Yud Gimel Midos Hashem Hashem Karachem to the end. Just want to point out to close, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, not addressing the Yud Gimel Midos, has a similar question. Let's say you're walking by a shul, and you hear Kaddish, Kedusha, or you're in the middle of learning. So he says, strictly speaking, if you're busy, you have yourself inside a sefer, you don't need to answer. Let's say Yehishmei Rabbi says, if you hear a bracha or you hear a kaddish, you don't need to answer. But he says, Kedush and Baruch and Modim, because it's going to be more noticeable that you are not participating. If you're sitting in the back, and you don't stand up to answer Kedusha, people are going to say, what's going on over here? He's excluding himself from the tzibur, that's not appropriate. But to stay seated while you say kaddish, that's not a kasha. Go to a minion of Svardim. Nobody stands up for kaddish. That's an acceptable mode of posture for kaddish as well. He says, Brachas Kohanim. Even if you already, you daven an early minyan, and you participate in Brachas Kohanim, but you're sitting in the back learning, you should stand up and you should face the Kohanim. Again, in order to not exclude yourself from the Kohol, unless, of course, you're involved in Talmud Torah Derabim. That is Rav Shlomo Zalman along similar lines. And as we mentioned yesterday, the other nafkamin would be if I daven Nusach Ashkenaz, and I happen to find myself davening Mincha with Nusach Sfard, and they begin after Shemona Esrei, after Chazor Sashat, they say Hashamnu, and they say Yud Gimel Midos, there one absolutely must participate, because otherwise it would be a Shaila of Losus Godudu, where you have contrary practices, contrary Minhagim, Nuschals, operating the same minyan, which is most certainly problematic. Reminder, Tehillim tonight at 7:30, reminder, please silence your cell phones before we begin Marv, so we don't have any disturbances. And